Well, I would start by learning the course management system or learning management system that your institution is using, since that is likely to be the place that's going to have the most functionality. LMSs, learning management systems, are quite elaborate. They have a lot of functions that go beyond merely using them as a repository for readings or syllabi. If you dig into them or undergo more advanced training in them, you can see that they are often capable of quizzes, surveys, discussion boards, blogs, rubrics, grading, grade books, and other features that will aid in the assessment models that any instructor would like to use. Within that, I would say that discussion boards are particularly useful for having students respond to prompts about readings and central course questions, as well as having them share thoughts in the form of writing or video or audio that can build learning community with one another. They can afford both summative and formative types of assignments, that is, graded or ungraded assignments, allowing for all kinds of interactive and collaborative learning with students. One more idea is for courses that are focused on writing, writing assignments can be handed in as texts in course management systems, and those can be either for the faculty or they can be shared in the form of discussion posts, which is great for peer review. There are a set of tools for peer review that are really useful. So Peerceptive is one tool that instructors may like. It's a platform through which students can submit papers and automatically be assigned peers who will review those papers and even assess how much their peers are engaging with the papers and giving the kinds of comments that their peers give. Those are then produced in a report that goes to the instructor, and the instructor can use it as they will to assess or evaluate how students' grades should be.